Tom Jamison here on FNMRadio.com and FNM Radio News with Steve Westcott. The organization is needle to square. Steve, we talked to you about a year ago, maybe a little bit over that. Why don't you catch us up on what you're doing and kind of go back into the background. But in short, you're walking around with a goat.
Yes, sir. I started walking from Seattle, Washington, at the Space Needle, and I'm going to Times Square, New York City. I'm doing it walking across America with a goat. The project is all for this one purpose, which is to raise support and awareness for Uzima Outreach and to buy a farm so we can be self-sustaining. You know, it's been a long, hard couple of years. I started May 2nd, 2012, so it was supposed to be done a long time ago, but we've had a lot of setbacks. So the goat got attacked by a dog, so that put us down in St. Louis for a while. Right after I was on this show last year in August, I got injured. I had a really severe back injury, and then I was down for several months. So really, we're at that point right now where we're just starting to get rolling again. And I'm hoping, Lord willing, this is the year we land in Times Square.
Hey, man, I'm hoping so. I think you talked about this last time, too. Obviously, I'm sure you get this a lot, is people wonder, well, when are you going to make it? But I think it's more so raising awareness and kind of experience in the various communities and helping whoever you can help versus doing this as quickly as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I really am proud about of the culture of Needle to Square in our organization is we want to outcare every other organization. We want to invest into the communities. I will spend time talking to you on the side of the road. I will have coffee with you. I will go to your food bank and I'll help at your food bank. I'll go to your juvenile detention center and share and inspire. And that's not about raising money. That's about giving back. And that's what we care. We care about the people we come in contact. We care about, the communities we walk into. And that's what I think, besides the goat, besides walking across America goat, that is what is one of the major things I think that sets us apart from other organizations. We're not here to just shear the sheep, I like to say, but feed the sheep.
Hey, absolutely, man. The group you're working, doing this for, it's Uzima Outreach. It's based out of Nairobi, Kenya, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, what exactly is that over there?
So Nairobi, Kenya has 12 major slums. My best friend went over there, I guess 2009. And he started this organization called Uzima Outreach, which is Swahili for life. And the whole idea behind Uzima Outreach was, let's just, where is the need? Let's go find a need and fill it. And so we started a children's home. And through that children's home, we've grown into 40 kids. 40 kids are in school. They're growing. They're getting fed. They're getting clothed. They're getting an education. They're learning practical skills. And they're getting not just that. That's the basics. But what we want to do is love the child and invest into their heart and mind. Not just feed them and make sure they stay alive, but flourish. Mm-hmm. Not sure they stay alive, but flourish. And so that's part of the process of Uzima and what it really stands for in growing the culture.
Okay. Now, you've been doing this since 2012. How long has your friend been active with this project?
He's been doing it since my walk across America was 2012. We came on around 2011. He's been doing it since 2009. So the Uzima has been around for about 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to raise funds for this. If somebody wants to contribute to that, what's the process and how do they go about that?
Absolutely. Needle2square.com, and it's the number 2. There's a donation tab. You go to that, it takes you right to the donation page of Uzima Outreach, and that is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It's all tax deductible. They have lawyers and accountants and everything in place to really make that flourish. And your card number is secure. It's a totally secure website. It's not going to be hacked like Target.
And it's a full-on nonprofit as well.
Full-scale nonprofit, not only here, because there's American side, but also in Africa.
Oh, interesting.
It's an NGO in Africa. So they have been so diligent in being so black and white with all the specifics and details. It's such a beautiful organization, so transparent. I really admire what he's done with the culture of Uzima.
Very cool. Now, I'm sure you've had some weird experiences along the road. What's the the craziest thing that's happened or the strangest thing someone said to you while you're walking or just in general while you're making this journey?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've had a lot of crazy experiences, but one of the ones that I really love and it really warms my heart and reminds me how incredible the American spirit is one time I was walking, I was like literally kind, I was in Colorado, I was about an hour drive from any city or town, and there was just nothing out there, and it's like really blistering hot, and this old lady drives up next to me and she stops, she's like, "Hey, are you that guy that I saw on the news?" I said, "Yeah." So she's like, "Are you hungry?" I said, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, I brought you dinner." And I'm like, oh, great.
Very cool.
She pulls up. She pulls off the side of the road. She pulls up the back of her minivan, pulls out a picnic table. She puts over, like, this picnic table cover. She made a steak dinner.
Oh, wow.
Jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon. I had 3 sodas, a salad. She had 2 extra hamburgers. We sat there on the side of the road. She had food for Leroy, too. And we just talked and hung out. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm starving hungry. And there's this old woman that has driven an hour to come and bring me a steak dinner. And you have experiences like that, and you're just like, this is amazing. You can't write. This stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This is a movie. This isn't real life. You know what I'm saying? And I love that kind of – I got to say, things have happened like that time and time again. I'm the only guy in history that's walked halfway across America and gotten fatter because people keep bringing me food every day because they care and they want to invest into me as I invest into the communities, and that's just such an amazing part of the project.
Awesome. I'm sure that's very just encouraging for you out there to see that kind of just kindness from strangers.
Exactly. It has made my life one where I want the rest of my life to be marked by giving because I know what an impact it has had on me from everybody else's kindness, and I just want to shower others with kindness and giving like that too.
You mentioned Leroy. Of course, that's the goat. How's he doing?
He's doing really good right now. You know, he's really happy to be back on the road. He gets fussy when he's not working. He loves to work, He loves to be together. We're a team. We're a herd together. And he's just happy as a clam, you know? I mean, I really get the sense, and I know this might sound weird, but I really get the sense that he knows he's on this big adventure. He knows that there's a bigger purpose, and when it's hard, he keeps walking. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't have asked for a better animal. A better companion. He is a tank through and through. We've walked hard miles, and he has always stepped up and even shown me up from time to time.
Yeah. Well, I've got you here. What's on the schedule here for you in the next coming days or even here with June? We've got the summer months in front of us.
So tomorrow I'll be in Indianapolis, and I'll be sharing at the Juvenile Detention Center there. I also have a radio show out there I'll be sharing with. And then it's just continued walking. I'm going to head down to Cincinnati. There's a lot going on between there and here. A couple speaking events working on. I really enjoy speaking at churches. You know, sometimes it's hard to get in there because it's like, what's this weird guy with a goat? But the idea is just keep walking, keep sharing the story, just be steady, and take advantage of every opportunity. If that means I get less miles in a day, fine.
Absolutely.
I want to be in the room sharing the story and investing into people more than walking as many miles. You know, it's not about the miles, it's about the people.
Steve, I appreciate you coming in here today. Real quick before you go, why don't you plug the website and all your social media for us?
Absolutely. Check us out on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and it's Needle to Square. Everything is Needle to Square, and that's Needle, the number 2, Square. We also have the website, needletosquare.com, and it's funny, it's fun, and you will see the goat in the most weird, random places. It's awesome.
Hey, check it out, everybody. Appreciate you coming in, man. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much, brother.